This week's parsha is Parshas Toldos. The pasuk says in Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Aleph, "Vayhi ki zaken Yitzchak." When Yitzchak became older and his eyes began to not be able to see, and then he calls his son Esav and he asks him, of course, to prepare for him a delicious meal with hunted food. And we know that then the psukim begin to describe the entire episode, very difficult episode to understand, about how Rivka was able to convince Yaakov Avinu to go along with a certain plan to take the brachas from Esav. If you look in the Gemara in Yuma and Av Chav Chesem Abeis, the Gemara says, "Mimeim shel aveisenu leipaska yeshiva mehem," that from the times of our forefathers, there was never a cessation, there was never a stoppage of yeshiva. Don't think that yeshiva is something that was just developed by Reb Chaim Volozhiner in the 1800s. No, it was all, the institution of yeshiva goes back many millennia. Since the time of the Avos, there was never a stop of yeshiva. There was Avram. The Gemara says that Avram was zaken v'yeshiv yeshiva haya. Avram Avinu was a zaken. He was a wise man, and he was sitting in yeshiva. He had a yeshiva. He was learning. He was teaching. Yitzchak zaken v'yashiv yeshiva. Yaakov zaken v'yashiv yeshiva. There was a mesira of yeshivas that started from Avram Avinu and didn't stop until today. How do you know that Yitzchak was a zaken v'yeshiv yeshiva? Where do you know that Yitzchak had yeshiva, that Yitzchak was somebody that was a zaken, a wise person, a sage, an old person, and he sat and he learned because of this pasuk, "Vayhi ki zaken Yitzchak." Yitzchak was old, and we darshan zaken ezesha kana chachma. He was a zaken v'yeshiv yeshiva. My question that I had is, and this is something that should always bother you whenever you see a chazal like that and you actually take out a chumash and see the context, is why of all places is the Torah telling us here that Yaakov Avinu was a zaken v'yeshiv yeshiva? There is plenty of opportunity. We learned a lot about Yitzchak Avinu, rather, that Yitzchak Avinu, we had parshias about Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu, we know, was a tremendous tzaddik. He was an Eila Tamima. Why not tell us earlier? Why Dafka now? Is there an extra lesson that we learn that we put in this parasha, we embed in this parasha of the taking of the brachas of Yaakov from Esav and the whole story with the hair and Akol Kol Yaakov? Why is it here, of all places, that the Torah emphasizes that Yitzchak was a zaken? The Yeshiv Yeshiv. This is a question that bothered me. It actually bothered me on the bus down to Washington. I had a chumash. My favorite chumash to use is Torah Tamima. It has the, you know, if you ever want to travel somewhere and you want to have not just a chumash, but also a little bit of Torah Shabbat Peh with it, so you take a Torah Tamima chumash. It has chumash Rashi Targum that you need to be Maver Sedra, and it also has all of the main, I guess, Gemaras. Sometimes he brings Yerushalmi, sometimes he brings Medrashim also, but primarily Bavli's, all of the Gemaras that are Negeya to the Psukim is brought there with a little Pirish on the bottom, very simple Pirish, but beautiful Pirish on the bottom, and that's the Torah Tamima. And it's a Chumash that not just myself, but many people very much appreciate and use, because it really gives you a full picture of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. That's why he wrote it. That's why it's called Torah Tamima. He wanted to show how Torah Hashem Tamima, because it's the Torah Shebichsav alone without the Torah Shebal Peh is really not a, there's nothing to take from it, really. Gayim have a Torah Shebichsav, they have the Old Testament, but they have no idea what anything means. You know, you wonder like what they're reading even in when they read through the Bible. You know, I don't know what's in the New Testament, Baruch Hashem, but the Old Testament, it's gibberish. I mean, what do you do with these plukim? How do they understand it? There's a, you know, should be a pearl between your, a jewel between your eyes, and there should be something on your garment. Like they just like, what does it mean? There's no pshuta shemikra. Take for yourself a beautiful fruit on the tabernacle on whatever. Like what these psukim mean nothing. It's just for them to say it's a holy Bible is a joke. It's a joke book. It doesn't mean anything. It's only because we know what through Torah Shebaal Peh what the Torah Shebichsav means, that it's in any way holy, that it has any meaning. There's no meaning to the Chumash without Mefarshim, without Chazal. It means nothing. You learn everything wrong. So he made a Chumash called Torah Tumimah, and he put the Torah Shebichsav on the top with Rashi and the Torah Shebaal Peh on the bottom, and you can get more of a flavor for it by learning that way. Anyway, so I was on the bus down to Washington, D.C., long story short, and I had this ha'ara. Why here, Dafka, is this Gemara Yuma embedded into this pasuk? And I had a machshava, and then it turns out that it was it fit very nicely into a different machshava that I had elsewhere in the Torah, in Chumash. And I want to share with you what this whole sugya, how it developed. So we know that Yaakov brings Shnei Gedaya Izim, Rivka prepares two goats and to bring it to Yaakov. And the Gemara Chazal ask, and Rashi brings it, is two goats the meichel of a normal human being? That's a lot of food. It's a lot of food to eat. Two big goats for one old man. How do you, what's the understanding? And of course, Rashi says, Chazal tell us that it was Pesach. It generally is Pesach, by the way. If you're ever wondering, all the major stories of Sefer Bereishis all took place on Pesach. It's an amazing thing. I came on on Pesach to tell Avraham Avinu that light was taken captive. And of course, when the angels came, it was Pesach. And when Sodom was destroyed, it was Pesach. And it's generally Pesach. And in fact, at the end of the Haggadah, it speaks about, you know, V'amartim Zevach Pesach, V'yibach Chatzil Laila, all those poems at the end of the Seder really describe in great detail, not just Sefer Bereishis, but most things in history, Jewish history, for some reason, all takes place on Pesach. It's like there's one day in the calendar, and that's all we need. Everything that happens in Jewish history pretty much takes place on Pesach. It's a very fascinating thing. But of course, this day that the brachas were up in the air, were held in obeyance, who would get them? It was Pesach. And Yitzchak Avinu wanted to make a Seder. He wanted to make a Seder, and Pesach Seder, of course. And so it was Erev Pesach, and he that's when he told Esav, go and shecht for me a carbon Pesach. I need a shlamim. I need a carbon Pesach. Those are the two gedayim, gedaya izim. And Esav went and started doing his thing. In the meantime, Rivka did it quicker, and she gave it to Yaakov, and Yaakov stole the brachas. Anyway, but we see from here that this all took place on Erev Pesach / Pesach. In fact, there is an interesting aside that it says when Esav came with his Shnei Gedaya Izim, and he wanted some bracha, he wanted the bracha, so Yitzchak Avinu tells him, Ba achicha b'mirma v'yikach b'rchasecha, that your brother already came with great mirma, with cleverness. Rashi says it's b'chachma, and the Targum says b'chuchmasa. He came with great wisdom, he was clever, and he came and he beat you to the punch. What does that mean? What was so smart about what they did? They took the brachas. How is that b'chachma? Why can't he eat more? Why can't he give brachas to Esav by giving more, by eating more of it? So Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld says that b'mirma is b'gematria afikaimen. B'gematria afikaimen. So what we know about afikaim after nach Pesach, after the Karim Pesach, that's the afikaimen. Afikaimen means dessert. You can't eat anything after that. So he says, your brother was very smart. He came, he gave me a regular carbon, shlamim. He gave me the carbon Pesach. After the carbon Pesach, can't eat anymore. So ba achicha b'mirma, b'mirma is b'gematria afikaymen, and therefore, sorry, I can't give you any more brachas because, you know, I'm done. I can't. There's no more eating tonight. I wanted to say just agav on that hisaf on his vart that, like I said before, b'mirma Rashi says b'chachma, Targum says b'chuchmasa. Why is this chachma? Why is this chap with the afikaymen related to chachma? So I want to say, because the Ben Chacham is the one that you tell, Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Afikayman. The din of Afikayman is told to the son that of the Dalad Banim. Only the Ben that's the Chacham is told by the father about the Afikayman. So, Ba'achicha B'mir, he was smart. He was the Ben Chacham, your brother. He wasn't like you. He wasn't a Rasha. He was a Ben Chacham. And he knew about the din of Afikayman, and that's why he prepared from the Shnei Gedayizim. What it boils down to is that this Maisa took place on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is when this whole story was, because that's when you shecht the Karim Pesach, Erev Pesach. You eat it at night, but you shecht it Erev Pesach. What's the busiest day of the year? What is the busiest day of the Jewish year? I would suggest that the busiest day of the year is Erev Pesach. There's no time on Erev Pesach. A person that's involved, especially if you're really, you know, into the mitzvah hayayim, you're busy the whole day from the time you wake up and you daven and you do a daf yomi, and then you go to, and then you start, you have to make sure to get all of the chametz that you had, were baidik the night before. You have to go and do beer chametz. You have to make sure it's all out of the house. Call chamir v'chamia. We burn it and we're mevatel it and we do everything to the chametz, and then we start getting the matzahs ready. Once we clean up the chametz, you get the matzahs ready. And the matzahs, many people bake matzahs punked on Erev Pesach. There's a hiddur. Not everybody. Some people dafka don't want to do it because, you know, they're worried that there might be chimutz if you do it. But many people, chassidim for sure, have the minig. They bake all their matzahs Erev Pesach. A big avayda. I once went with my father, Olav Shalom, we were in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, and we wanted to, somebody said it's a good idea to bake Erev Pesach matzahs, so we were down for it. We started walking to a matzah bakery. They directed us. It's, you know, it's a big thing to have it done Erev Pesach, and all of a sudden, the Ger Rebbe comes, and we were like walking, you know, like in one of these thin alleyways in Yerushalayim, and the Ger Rebbe comes with, when the Ger Rebbe doesn't walk alone, the Ger Rebbe, when he walks, he has literally 10,000 chassidim with him. He was going punk to that matzah bakery to bake matzahs Erev Pesach, and we were like mamish, like pressed again. We were like, we became like matzahs ourselves. We were like flattened against the wall, like, you know, I was going to say flat Stanley, but we were like pressed against the wall. And like we aborted that mission. It wasn't shayach. I mean, we literally, you'd have to kill yourself, get killed. We didn't think it was worth pikuach nefesh. It's really not our minig anyway. So we just basically went back to the hotel. But Erev Pesach, and then you have to, you know, learn. Then you have to do shecht the karim pesach bisman the beis hamikdash was around. That was itself a big avaida. And you have to prepare all the halachas. You have to paskin shaylas for people. And then you have to prepare, you know, prepare your kittel, prepare for the Haggadah, prepare for the maror. You have to grade, and you have to do it. There's a million things to do. Erev Pesach is a time that you gotta, you know, you're busy. Erev Pesach is a day that's pure busyness for somebody that's Isaac in the mitzvah hayayim kitikuna properly. And yet, the pasuk says as a hakdama to this, Vayihi ki zaken Yitzchak. Yitzchak was a zaken. The Yeshiv Yeshiva. He was a person that was a chacham, and he sat in yeshiva and he learned. When did he learn? He learned always, but he specifically learned, the Torah is being madgish here, the Torah is emphasizing, he learned on that day. On that day, on Erev Pesach, Yitzchak Avinu made time to sit and learn. A day that you would think, today's a day that I don't have to learn. I am so busy with the mitzvah hayayim, the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't even want me to learn today. It's like, there's no time. No, Yitzchak Vayiki Zaken Yitzchak, Yitzchak Avinu was a Zaken V'yeshev Yeshiva. He sat and he learned. That was my chiddush on the bus ride to Washington. I think the whole mission to Washington was kedai for that one vart. But let me add something to it. that I remembered as I was thinking of it, that this sounds vaguely familiar, and it sounds vaguely familiar because I had a similar ha'ara myself, but on a different parasha. A couple of years back, if you look in Bamidbar Tes Vav, Tes, Perek Tes, Pasuk Vav, Vayikrivu Lufnei Moshe Lufnei Aaron Bayayim Ahu, the people that were Tamei, this is the parasha of Pesach Sheni, people were Tamei Nefesh, they were impure, they weren't able to bring the Karban Pesach, they wanted to. It was in the Midbar, the first opportunity they had to bring the Karban Pesach, the year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, they ever wanted to bring Karban Pesach. They were Tamei Nefesh. Gemara discusses why they were Tamei Nefesh, who they were the people that were Naisei, Arayna Shal Yosef, others, but basically they were Tamei Nefesh, or they were not able to bring the Karban Pesach. And they came before Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayayim Ahu, Vayikru Lufnei Moshe, they came on that day. And it was bothering me that Lashon Bayayimu on that day, because the Pasuk already had said, they weren't able to come and do the Karban Pesach Bayayimu. It already said Bayayimu. Why do you have to come and say again, Bayayimu, that they came before Moshe and Aaron on that day? It was talking about Erev Pesach. On that day, they weren't able, but why do you have to say it twice? And if you look in Rashi, Rashi's lufnei Moshe lufnei Aaron, kisheshneim yeshem veis hamedrash bo'o v'shalom. They came before Moshe and Aaron. Where were Moshe and Aaron? Were they baking matzahs? Were they making a Karban Pesach? Were they answering shailas? No, they came before them. Vayikrivu lufnei Moshe lufnei Aaron. Rashi says that they were kisheshneim yeshem veis hamedrash. They came and asked them when both of them were sitting learning in the Beis Medrash. Moshe and Aaron, imagine the scene. Moshe and Aaron sitting b'chavrusa learning together in the Beis Medrash. Beautiful scene. When did this scene take place? Bayayim Ahu. On that day, on Erev Pesach. Again, the busiest day of the year. And the Torah tells us that Bayayim Ahu, make no mistake, it wasn't on a different day. The Shiloh was presented on that very day. And where were they found? In the Beis Medrash on that day. Unbelievable. We find two Makairis that the importance of being Kaveya Itim, even on the busiest day of the year, even on a day of the year that you think that I don't have to learn. This is the day that I'm Mamish Pater from Talmud Torah because it's impossible to find time to learn. Bayayimahu, on that day, Moshe and Aaron were found in the Beis Medrash. That's where they were found. And people knew to find them in there because that's where they were. Somebody once told me, after I said that pshat, the Bayayimahu pshat, I saw that there was, or I was shown, I don't remember how I saw this, but the Kleisenberger Rebbe in his Sefer Marbe Torah, is a Sefer Marbe, the great Kleisenberger Rebbe, the hero of one of the great heroes of the Churban in Europe, he used to say, the Kleisenberger, that you have to learn, you have to really make sure to learn, even on Erev Pesach. What's his raya? Because there's a Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim says in Daf Zayin and Aleph, Hayayayish in a base hamedrash, if you were sitting in a base medrash, V'nizkar sheyesh chametz b'seich besai, and all of a sudden you're sitting in shir, and you're saying, uh-oh, I just remembered that I have chametz in my house. I forgot to get rid of that black and white cookie in the dorm. But you're in shir. You don't have time. There's shir going on, and the shir is not ending before the time of biur. So what do you do? And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, talking about b'talmud yeshu lefnei rabbis. If you're learning on your own, obviously you're mevar the chametz. But I can't. I'm sitting in shir. I can't leave Rabbi in the middle of shir. It's not nice. It's chutzpah. So what do you do? So the Gemara speaks about it. You're mevatli beliba. You say in your heart that I'm mevatel that chametz. What do you see from this Gemara, says the Kleisenberger Rebbe, that even on Erev Pesach, a person has to make sure to be in Beis Medrash. Again, Mamash, three rayas, that on Erev Pesach, you have to learn. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And I think you can all end the shmooze. The shmooze ends with the obvious that if on Erev Pesach, this is a shmooze to myself more than you. It's a shmooze to every one of us. If on Erev Pesach, there is an obligation to sit and learn, and we have to make sure to carve out time to sit and learn, then al achas kama v'kama, days that are not so busy, days that are in fact empty, we have to sit and learn. If on a busy day we have to sit and learn, how much more so is the Torah telling us that on a day that's not so busy, we have to sit and learn? Now you're going to say, well, obviously. Really? It's obvious? Did you see what Beis Medrash looks like on Friday? Do you see what Beis Medrash looks like on Sunday? These are days that we're off. It's not busy days. What are we doing on Friday? How much are we doing? It's Bachrim. What are we doing already on Fridays? Okay, if you're married and you have 10 kids and you have to, you know, take, you know, get pick up the laundry, you got to, you know, buy food for Shabbos, and you have to cook, you have to clean, you have to go, I don't know. Yeah, whatever you're doing on Friday, fine. For some people, Taco Friday is very busy. For women, it's very busy. For some men, it's very busy. As a yeshiva bachur, what are we doing on Friday? What are we doing? Friday should be a day that the Beis Medrash is the most packed. There's nothing to do. You don't have college. You know, maybe have some studying to do. There's no. Friday should be a day that is packed in yeshiva. This shmuz should not be. This shmuz should be held in the MetLife Stadium, because everybody. It's the Yom HaPagra that we're off. Sunday, what's going on Sunday? Sundays is what? It's football. What's our excuse? Why is the Beis Medrash less busy on Sunday than it is on a Wednesday? It's our off. There's no excuse. If on Erev Pesach we have to be able to find time to be like a Yitzchak, Zaken Yeshiv Yeshiva, like to be Moshe and Aaron, Yeshiv Beis Medrash, on the busiest day of the year they were able to find time. So do you think they weren't in the Beis Medrash on Sundays? Do you think they weren't in the Beis Medrash on Tuesdays? Do you think they weren't in the Beis Medrash on Fridays? One of the first questions that we're going to be asked, and it's going to be a very scary question, is kavata itim la Torah. Were you kaveya itim for Torah? That means every day were you kaveya a time for learning Torah? And it's a difficult, all those questions are going to be very, if you're Isaac, you know, there's a lot of very difficult questions that are going to be asked us on the Yom HaDin. Were you honest in business? Hopefully that we'll be able to say yes. Were you Isaac and Pura Virivya? Some of the Mefarshim say it doesn't mean just having children yourself. Were you Isaac and Shidduchim? Were you helping other people? You know a lot of friends. You have friends. You know a lot of single girls. You know, were you able to, you know, to whether before you're married, after you're married, were you able to think at least about making Shidduchim in Klal Yisrael? It's a crisis. It's mamish a terrible crisis. There are girls that are sitting home and doing nothing for years. They're Rachman al Tzlan, they don't have Shidduchim. I'm not talking about girls that are, you know, that have nothing going for them. These are the best girls. And they're sitting and they're waiting for Shadchanim to call, friends to call, family, no one. I know this personally. I know I have friends that are in the parish of Shidduchim, and it's very depressing. And I get calls from mothers all the time, single girls, and there's really very little doing. Even by the girls that are like amazing girls and halachas kama girls that are have challenges and difficulties with family, it's a crisis. It's a terrible crisis in Klal Yisrael. Asakta Pira Virivya. There's a lot of questions that are going to be asked, but one of the questions that Yeshiva Bachar has to really think about now is when that question of Kavata Itam Latayra, were you Kavei Itam Latayra? Do you come to davening every day, which is Aleph Beis? I mean, I'm preaching to the choir. I've always said for the past 22 years that I've been giving shmuzin, I've always said that I wish my shmuz was, I wish you had like earplugs because you don't need my shmuzin, and I wish I could pipe the shmuzin into the dorms. I wish I could pipe the shmuzin into, because those are the guys that need to hear it. You don't need to hear it, you're here. What do I need to give you? You give me shmuz. But the guys that need to hear it are not here. So unfortunately, that's the tragedy of my profession, that I'm not touching people that I should be touching. The people that I am touching, I'm preaching to the choir, which is a good thing also, but it's sad. But we have to understand the importance of being Kavei Itin. I'm not talking about being Kavei Itin Monday to Thursday. We're not a four-day-a-week yeshiva. I don't want to be a mashgiach in yeshiva that's a four-day-a-week yeshiva. I don't think you want to be talmidim in yeshiva that's a four-day-a-week yeshiva. We're at least a six-day-a-week yeshiva. I wish we were a seven-day-a-week yeshiva, and that's another shmuz, and I've given that, and I'm tired of talking about Shabbos already because it doesn't have a reshem. But But Fridays, there should be a real serious Seder in yeshiva. I know that we, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't have, I don't care, it doesn't matter. It's ridiculous. That Friday is a day that's Yom HaDepagri, you don't have to learn on Fridays? I didn't see in Shulchan Aruch that Friday is a day that's Paturim Talmud Torah. I don't know about such a thing. I don't know that Shabbos is a day that's Paturim. Shabbos is a day you should be in yeshiva more than the rest of the week. Shabbos is a day when I was a bacher, Shabbos was Kodesh Kadashim. It was a day you were able to stay up the whole night and learn. You know, at least until the lights went off in the base medrash. Those are the nicest days of my life. Shabbos afternoon, you're tired, you sleep a little bit, you come to base medrash and you learn. Sunday, you have off. Why? Where do we get such a gayisha, you know, mentality that Sunday is a day off? In Eretz Yisrael, Sunday is a regular day. Why is Sunday a Yom HaDepagri? Why is Sunday a holiday? And then legal holidays, Thanksgiving is coming up, I think, right, one of these days. So Thanksgiving is off. Whole weekend is off. Take the whole week off for that matter. Like, what's, you know, are we going to be able to honestly answer kavat itim latar? You don't have to be in yeshiva. If yeshiva gives off on Thanksgiving, so go home. That doesn't mean that just because you're going home, that you shouldn't be learning on the bus, on the plane, when you get home. You know, you have to eat a Thanksgiving meal with your family to eat it, but like, you know, then what? Watching football, you know, doing nothing, just chilling? Like, these are days that you should chop more Torah. If on Erev Pesach we chop Torah, how much more so? Every day, it's not a punishment Torah. Torah is not a knas. Torah is something that we should want to do. You know, if you're not comfortable learning, you know, a ktsais because it's too heavy for you, so be mavir sedra. You know, learn, take a navi and start learning navi. Learn Mishnah Berurah, learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Whatever it is, there's so much. You're not holding there. Find an English sefer from art school and learn it. Take Hilcha Shabbos, learn. There's so much on every level. Every person on his level, learn. It's beautiful to learn. It's beautiful to want to aspire to greatness in Torah, to be a Talmid Chacham, to mechadish chidushim, to chazer your shir, to chazer the gemaras that you learned. Is there something wrong with that? Am I saying something that's so outrageous? Is it controversial? If on Erev Pesach, Yitzchak Avinu sat and learned, and he had a lot to do, and Moshe and Aaron certainly had a lot to do, and the Talmud in the Beis Medrash on Erev, there's shiurim that were given on Erev Pesach. Okay, so we're off. Off doesn't mean that, you know, in Shemaim we have a check, we could do whatever we want. That's not what it means. It means we're off and learn. I've always said that the nicest scene that I've been around the world. I'm not bragging, that's not a good thing. But I've seen the most beautiful parts of Eretz Yisrael and of Europe and of America. I've been around the world. And the nicest scene that I've ever seen in my life is going into a Beis Medrash on Chol Hamoed, a Beis Medrash that's vibrant, whether it's Chaim Berlin, whether it's Lakewood, whether it's the Mir, on a Chol Hamoed, when everybody is off, and you see hundreds and hundreds of chavrusas sitting and learning on Chol Hamoed. That's the most beautiful. It's nicer than the Swiss Alps, nicer than the Grand Canyon, nicer than Niagara Falls, is seeing a full Beis Medrash, a vibrant Beis Medrash on Chol Hamoed, when everybody should be in great adventure, and they said, no, I don't want to go to Riyadh. I want to be here and learn. That's what a yeshiva bachar is. That's what Torah is. That's how you become a Talmid Chacham. You don't become a Talmid Chacham by learning, you know, a couple of hours Monday, Tuesday, I'm sorry, not Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's not how you become a Talmid Chacham. And learning once in a while night Seder to please, to get that extra, you know, curve on your Talmud grade. It's ridiculous. You become a Talmud Chacham by sitting and learning, period. And it's a chiddush when you're not learning. It's not a chiddush when you are learning. It's a chiddush when you're not learning. If I'm not learning, it means I must have college. It means that I must have a doctor's appointment. But the default position of a Ben Torah is I'm in the Beis Medrash and I'm learning. If I'm not in the Beis Medrash, you'll find me in my room learning. You'll find me on the bus learning, on the plane learning. But that's how you become a Talmud Chacham. That's the only way to do it. There's no US, what do you call it, flash drives that you can stick in your brain yet, you know, and you don't want that. If there is someday that is invented, and it might be, but then the game is over. Then there's no Amelos Batayra. You don't want to have a flash drive and get shots that way. You want to get Shas the old-fashioned way. You want to get Shas by sitting and learning. And you have that opportunity now. That's why you're here. That's why your parents sent you here. Because they want you to be a Talmud Chacham. Or that's why you came here. Or you're a Beim. Whoever sent you here. Whatever. Whatever the situation, everyone I know is different. But the reason why you should be here is because you want to be a Talmud Chacham. You want to be able to learn. And learning means I have to come to davening. Davening shouldn't look like it does. I'm very sorry. It's such a bizayin to be in a Beis Medrash that davening looks the way it does. A mincha is packed. Shachris, like, hello? Shachris? This is Shachris. What's our excuse not to wake up for Shachris? I know everyone in this room, I'm free to talk because everyone's here for Shachris, Baruch Hashem. If you're here on a Friday for a shmooze, then obviously you're here Shachris. If you're a Friday Shachris, you're here Mestama the rest of the week Shachris also. But you have to, if you're a Ben Terry, you have to come to davening. You have to come to davening. Don't know, I'm going to a later minyan. There's no later minyan. You daven where Yeshiva davens. You daven in the Beis Medrash. Okay, that's number one. And then you have to come to Seder. And you have to come second Seder and night Seder. Okay, you have a Patur, you have to go to college. Fine, but that's the Patur. You go to college and you come back to learn. I'll just end with something that we spoke about one night during the Vad, and of course, the Vadin are also very important to come to Tuesday and Wednesday night, 8 to 8:30. Please come. And I know you guys do come. I'm talking to, I guess, the women that listen to me. I don't know. I'm talking to, you know, Tara anytime out there, I guess. But in the Wednesday night Vad this week, we spoke from Reb Pinkus. He says an amazing yisaid. And if you weren't there, you'll hear it for the first time. And if you were there, it's Chazara. He says like this. Yaakov Avinu and Esav were born in this week's parsha. And then Vayigdul HaNarim, they were 13 years old. And Yaakov and Esav became what? Esav was an Ish Yadei Atzayit Ish Sada. He was a man of the field. And Yaakov was an Ish Tam Yeshav Alam Izi Shiva Bacher. Fractur Pinkus, I don't understand. That's the greatest Shevach that you could tell me about these two foil characters. Yaakov Avinu was the Bechir Sheba Avis. Yaakov Avinu say that Yaakov Avinu was at Tzadik Yisrael Eilam. And Esav was a Rosh HaMarush. He was a Reit Tzayach. Let's call him for what he was. Chazal tells he was a Reit on one day, on the day of the Petira of Avram Avinu. He did five terrible Avirs. He was a Kaifer Biker. And he was a Reit Tzayach. He was a Menaif. He did everything wrong. What are you calling him? And he's a man of the field? That sounds like you're romanticizing him. The man in the field sounds like he's like, you know, chashev, like he has, you know, he has a smoking jacket, he's out in the field somewhere, I don't know what he is, he's on a safari. What are you making him out to be a man in the field? Look at Rashi. Rashi says he was an ish batal. Rashi says, ish sada kemashmai, ish batal. He was a batlan. He was a batlan. Ish Sada means he was a man in the field. You know, man in the field. Man in the field doesn't mean like, oh, you know. Man in the field means he had nothing. He was basically a bum. He had nothing to do all day. His schedule was empty. He was unemployed. He was retired. Whatever you want to call it, he had nothing to do all day. Yaakov Avinu, he's at Tzadik Yisrael. You're calling him. He was Yeshiva Halim. He was sitting in the Beis Medrash. There's nothing better to say about a guy that he's sitting. Than he's sitting in the Beis Medrash. Say that he's at Tzadik Yisrael Halim. He was. The whole world stands on Yaakov Avinu. Says Reb Pinkus, we're not talking about, this isn't a biography. He's not writing article biographies about Yaakov and about Esav. We're not telling you the end result. We're telling you what the root cause of Esav becoming the terrible Russia that he was and Yaakov becoming the great Tzaddik. What's the root cause? Where did it all start from? It started from when they were 13 years old, one was learning in the Beis Medrash and one was sleeping in the dorms. That's where it started from. That's where it starts from. You want to be a tzaddik, you come and you keep your starim. If you're a yeshiva bacher, and you come to davening, and you come to first seder, and you come to night seder, and you come to second seder when you can, and you're here on Sundays, you're on Friday, you come to the shuiz, you come to the vad, you come to shir klali, and you come to everything, you're going to be on you have a trajectory to be a Yaakov Avinu, period. You know how Yaakov Avinu became Yaakov Avinu? He wasn't like born Yaakov Avinu. He made himself Yaakov Avinu. How did he make? He was a Yeshiva Halim. He sat in the Beis Medrash of Shem Me'eva and Ishtayik. That's how he became Esav. You know how he wasn't just Stam like a Rosh. He didn't wake up one day and say, you know what, I want to be a Reitzeach, I want to be a Menaif. He was a Batlan. He had nothing to do. He didn't have good time management. He couldn't care less about time. He had no starim. He didn't wake up for davening. He didn't go for a seder, night seder. He was a guy, like, sometimes I see, like, on the Washington bus, I saw people that I think were part of the yeshiva that I don't think I've seen the entire year. I don't think I've seen since they came. I didn't even know they were part of yeshiva. It's what I learned from that is that it's possible to be in this yeshiva and never, ever show up. Now, it's sad that I have to say that, but it's sad, it's a real tragedy, not for me and not for, you know, the walls of the yeshiva. It's a tragedy for these guys that don't have anything to do all day. You're not coming to davening. You're not coming to Seder. I'm sure they're coming to college, I imagine, right? They're not coming to night Seder. You're not here for Shabbos. You're not here. Maybe they come to the meals. So what are they? What are they doing? What's going to be with them? If you don't know time management now in yeshiva, you think you're going to start learning after you get married, after you graduate, after you have 10 kids? That's when you're going to start learning? This is the time. Now is the time to be mechazik in yanim of starim, sidrei yeshiva, of davening, of first seder, of second seder, of night seder, of after night seder, of Shabbos, Friday nights, the whole night. Not because you want to be from. That's what it takes to be a Talmud Chacham. There is not enough time in your life, if you don't do it this way, to be a Bucky and Chas. You're just not going to, if you're blasting through days and nights and not doing, you're not going to be able to do it. There's not enough time. Just not enough time. If you do everything right, then there's enough time. You could be a great Talmud Chacham, but you have to utilize time. It's not going to, all of a sudden, you know, you become a Talmud Chacham once you graduate, land your car, once you get smicha, whatever. You become a Talmud Chacham by, when you see a Talmud Chacham, when you see a, you know, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, it didn't start when he was 90 years old. Maybe people started recognizing him for a gadol when he was in his, I don't know, 60s, 70s. But since he was our age, since he was a child, he was sitting and learning. Yom Malayla. That's how, when you become older, you become Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Vayiki Zaken Yitzchak. Yitzchak, his whole life, he was a Zaken. He was Zeshekana Chachma. He was Kaina Chachma, more Chachma. And when he became older, he was great. And you see his greatness how? Because even on Erev Pesach, he didn't stop. Think Reb Chaim Kanievsky took a break ever? Erev Pesach was the day that he made the Siyum on Kol HaTorah Kulo, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And that shows, that's symbolic, that even Erev Pesach, the busiest day of the year, that's a time that I have to make, I Misayim Shas and start all over again. Misayim Kol HaTorah Kulo. The busiest day, Alach Haskam V'Kama, a day that is not busy, how much more so we have to find time. We have to make sure that we're Kaveh Itim. That's the message. The message is, and it's a message, I'm telling you the truth, it's a message to myself, as it's a message to anyone in this room that feels that it's resonating. We have to make more time for Torah. If we, especially during an Esara, but I don't even want to get into that, it's overspoken about. Especially in Esara, you have to learn, we know that. But I'm saying, after this war is over, it's nothing to do with the war. It's a din in Talmud Torah. It's a din in Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is you have to sit and learn. And the default is that you have to. I remember just now a maisa came into my head that, forgot, of course, who it was, but somebody went to visit the Chazon Ish. How does it go? Okay, never do this in a shmooze. Okay, but there was, Rapam brings it in a sefer, that there was somebody was sitting next to the Chazon Ish, and he didn't know that it was the Chazon Ish. And he asked him, like, when do you find time for learning? He says, whenever there's time, that's when I learn. That was the Chazon Ish's response, meaning you become the Chazon Ish whenever there's time, you learn. Whenever there's time, you learn. That's how the Chazon Ish became great, by not looking for times, you know, not to learn. He's looking for, it's a chiddush when I'm not learning. When I'm not learning, you have to ask why I'm not learning. Not when I am learning, why are you learning? Like, it should be, whenever there's time, I learn. So if after the shmooze is over and we have our ragalach, okay, and then what? And then what? So if we have something to do, if we have to pick up our cleanings and we have to, fine. But I'm just saying the default should not be, and I'm talking to myself, the default should not be that, okay, you know, prove to me that I have to learn. The default should be prove to me that I don't have to learn. Like the onus of proof is on me. Like, why do I have a heter not to learn? Okay, do I have a heter to play ball? Yes. You want to play ball outside today? You have a heter. That's a wonderful thing. It's a good thing. You want to sleep today? To Erev Shabbos and you need to sleep. Sleep. But if we're just like, you know, watching video game, playing video games, watching who knows what, and like just like bottling, then we're Esav. We're basically on a trajectory to nothing. Our life is going to be nothing because we didn't learn in yeshiva the importance of making starim and keeping starim and the importance of constant Talmud Torah. I'm not trying to make us, you know, paranoid people that are always like, you know, I'm neurotic, I have to always learn. That's not what we're normal people. But bederach klal, if you have time is used for Torah. Time is used for Torah, unless you have something else to do. Something else to do, fine, you have to go to a chasna, you have to this, whatever, that's fine. But if you don't, and now you're looking at a whole day, now it's a quarter to 10, and Shabbos is, whatever, 4-something, and, you know, and, okay, so minus a certain amount of time to prepare for Shabbos and to sleep, take a shower, get shave, whatever it is you have to do, now you have a few hours. What are you going to do with them? Bimavir Sedra, learn some halacha, chazer the week's shiurim, chazer the week's gemara, do daf yomi, whatever it is that you're doing, but make time for that. There shouldn't be 3 guys in the base medrash at 10:30 today. There should be 100 guys in the base medrash at 3. Why not? We're a yeshiva. That's what, okay, the other yeshivas do it? I don't know. It's taka taina on everybody. It's a taina on Klal Yisrael maybe. But Friday should be a day, I'll tell you the truth, Fridays there was a, you know, every year I'm like, I rethink this. Like, you know, should I give the shmuz on Friday where I get, Baruch Hashem, a decent ilam, or should I give the shmuz on a, I don't know, Thursday night or a Wednesday afternoon or something that I'd probably get double, triple the amount of guys. I want to be effective. I want to be a mashkiach that, you know, that touches and motivates and you know, a lot more than the sampling that are able to be here on Friday. And I love everyone that's here on Friday. I appreciate it tremendously, crazy. But, you know, but I want to, instead of getting, I don't know, I'll be generous, 50 guys, I want 150 guys. And I do this every year. I go through this. Should I do it? Should we change? It's not so hard to change a slot. But I never wanted to abandon Friday. I always felt that Friday in yeshiva is a day that I want our yeshiva to be miuchad, that we have yeshiva on Friday. And so if I would give in on Thursday, then Friday would just be, you know, nothing. There would be like maybe davening, you know, and then it would be like an off Shabbos Friday. Like every Friday is just going to be nothing. And I want that there should be some anchor, at least in yeshiva. There should be a shmuz on Friday. Should be a shmuz on Friday. At least there are people that are coming that we know that there's a day of the week called Friday that shayach to Talmud Torah. That's the only reason why I continue giving it on Friday. And I don't think I'm wrong. But Friday is a day of the week just like any other day. And there's going to be a tain on us. Kavati tomatayr. Really, you were kavati tomatayr. What about Fridays? What about Sundays? What about Thanksgiving? What about Shabbos? What about Yontif? What about Cholamayid? You're busy in great adventure all day. Why didn't you set aside a couple of hours or a couple of minutes to learn? This is something that is, it's very, very important for a ben Torah to think about. You could think about it amongst yourselves. You can think about it to yourself. And this is not a pressure, oh gosh, and now I have to sit in base medrash to make him happy. And like, no, it should be something that we want to do. We should want to be in the base medrash. It should be the default. And you know something, in yeshiva that, you know, that you have that, that's the greatest part of yeshiva. My dream for this yeshiva was, and it still is, but that the action should be, you know, in the base medrash. You know, you have the hub on the second floor. The base medrash should have the sign, the hub. It should be the hub of activity. It should be the beehive of activity. Everything should be in the base medrash. That's, if you go to Philly, if you go to Long Beach, if you go to Lakewood, there's not, you know, you don't have any, it's the base medrash. That's where the action is. That's where the crowds are. That's where you want to be. You know, last night I went to Achasna in Lakewood and we went afterwards to a new supermarket. My wife wanted to see a new supermarket in Lakewood. It was crazy. But, you know, there is a lot of people like clustering, you know, in one part of the thing. So, of course, you know, you want to see what's going on there. They were giving out free donuts for Pesach and for Pesach for Chanukah. They were already like getting the donuts out, and they were giving out free. So of course, that's where the action is. That's where the action is, because that's where people want to be. You want to get a free donut. The action should be in the Beis Medrash. I mean, what I'm saying is so Aleph Beis, but it's not. It shouldn't be an empty Beis Medrash. Should be the place that all the cool guys are. That's where everybody wants to be. That's where you want to be seen. I want to be seen in the Beis Medrash. I'm a Bentari. I want to be seen in the Beis Medrash. You want to be seen. You want to be the guy that's always seen up here, or you want to be this guy that's seen on, in the dorms or whatever. I want to be in the Beis Medrash. I want to be here on Shabbos. I want to be like part of a beautiful, robust, geshmaki yeshiva on Shabbos. Not once a year when, I want to be like every Shabbos in my yeshiva. I don't want to start packing up and going somewhere else. I'm tired of talking about Shabbos. I really am. I'm very upset about Shabbos. Really upset. I tried. I did. It's pathetic. But forget Shabbos. Okay, let's be Me'ayish. Let's be Mafka Shabbos. But during the week, we should want to be in the Beis Medrash. It should be something that is so near and dear to us that I want to, no one forces me to come to Night Seder. I don't have to have my kneecaps broken to threaten to come to Night Seder. I want to be a Night Seder. I want to be after Night Seder. I want to be the guy that's after Night Seder. Is that crazy? Is what I'm saying nuts? It's not nuts. It's just we're like so like not in reality in this yeshiva sometimes that we don't take it as seriously as we should. Other yeshivas, I hope, I don't even know, maybe other yeshivas are also having problems. I don't know. But I don't get out too often. All I see is this yeshiva. And it's a wonderful yeshiva. Please don't get me wrong. It's an amazing yeshiva. We have tremendous, everything is great, okay? Everything, the State of the Union is wonderful. But at the end of the day, we have to work on this. And I can't do it alone. As I always say, I'm one little guy. You have to start this grassroots movement. It all comes from Bachram. It comes, if I could go and wake up every single guy in the dorm and threaten them with a Talmud grade and threaten them with this and that, it's bogus. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. They'll get their A, in Talmud regardless. We know that. But you have to make it into the yeshiva that you want it to be. If you're here Fridays, there will be guys here Friday. If you're here Shabbos, there will be guys here Shabbos. If you're here by a Tish, by a Vad, there's going to be a groundswell of interest, of activity. That's where the donuts are. That's where the donuts are. I want to be where the donuts are. Where are the donuts? The donuts are in the Beis Medrash. The donuts are at the Shmooz. The donuts are on Shabbos. You get free donuts. Really? Oh, then I want to be here. Okay. And that's all. I have nothing else to say. And again, it's not criticizing anyone in this room. Everyone in this room is the amich kulam tzadikim. You are here. And therefore, but I'm appealing to you. And I rarely do this. I do it maybe once or twice a year. I'm appealing to you to do something to change the reality in the yeshiva, the reality on the ground. We have so much potential. We just have to start squeezing out the potential. And if we don't, then it's on us. It's on us. We can make this yeshiva great, but we have to be great ourselves. We have to bring along a crowd with us with whatever we're doing. And it comes from you guys, and you could change the nature, the whole thrust of the yeshiva could be different if you decide that it's different. It's in this room. The power lies in this room. I'm convinced of that. And I'll do whatever I can. If you have ideas, you can come to me or whatever. Just don't even come to me. Do it on your own. Make me proud. And make yourselves proud. Make yeshiva proud. But this is the call of our time. We have to make sure to really make ourselves Talmidei Chachamim, and we will only do that by really finding time, carving out time, even when it's impossible, we do it. But definitely when it's very possible. Everybody say have a beautiful Shabbos.